think y'all never heard them before tonight. Anybody? Never. Hey, I don't even remember how we first kind of came up in the church. Okay, that's right. Through the super plan and different things. Well, praise God. God works. We talked about God's time this morning and how he brought us together. It's truly been an awesome time here tonight. Would y'all like to hear maybe one more from me? You knew I'd probably pull that on you, so you probably got one up your sleeve there somewhere. But y'all get ready for that. What we'd like to do while they're kind of thinking about it, say, oh me, oh my, what are we going to do about that? I don't know if you can top that. It'd be pretty tough. They're going to try. We're going to let them. I don't know, some of our newer church members here, y'all may be wondering, boy, in the world, what kind of church have I gotten into? Their pastor would let some of that stuff go. We believe in having fun for the Lord here. If you can't enjoy what God has blessed us with, then something. They do love the Lord. I know that. They wouldn't be here if they didn't. And they're giving their time away from their family, their home church this year. What we'd like to do is to take up a love offering to help them cover their expenses. I may be in trouble for them. I don't know, because every time they've been here before, we fed them. we'll arrange something. I was just sitting there back there thinking, I don't know what your guys' favorite place to eat is on the way home when you go out, but if you're sitting at the aisle or the wall, wouldn't you just kind of like to be a fly on the wall with these guys when they get started playing? How many places have you already been run out of? But I know that you love the Lord and you've done an awesome thing here tonight, helping us celebrate Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask a couple of our men, our urchins, if you would maybe come forward. What would you like to ask you to do tonight as you give, as God will lay on your heart? They've been so gracious to come and be with us again this year. They were here with us for our fall festival back just a couple of months ago. And we praise the Lord for that opportunity. Some of you don't know exactly what that was all about, but God allowed us to come together and to meet some folks, and allowed us to meet Justin, Bernie, and Keith, and Darlene, and to become acquainted with them. And they were just their family right up the road here at Free Baptist Church. And Justin, 14 years old at the time, was awaiting a heart transplant. And the family knew they had some needs, financial needs, coming up in the near future. We praise the Lord for $2,000 plus that was raised that day. Most of you already know, but for those of you that don't, Justin had his heart transplant just a couple of weeks ago. He's on the road to recover. We praise the Lord for that. We just celebrate that here tonight. We absolutely do. And I thank one voice and all the other groups that came, and Eric and the guys for working so hard and coordinating that, and for us being able to do that. Brother Wendell, we're going to give them a break. Maybe you can get us a song ready. And I still am waiting on my ushers to come forward. Do y'all want me to do this? I'll stand there until it runs over, okay? So you better get some of the guys up here. All right. If you'd like to give my check, you can just make it out to Glen Grove Baptist Church, and we'll give them a check as they leave. And this will be used for their ministry to cover their expenses. They've traveled a little ways to get here. They've got a little ways to travel to get home. And they'll probably stop and eat on the way home since we didn't feed them this time. But we owe you. We'll have to make that up to you. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. I don't know if we've got that much money in the church. Anybody here on a restaurant? Yes. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much. Take time to introduce them to us. We've never gotten to meet some folks that hang around with you guys a lot, so we'd like to do that. Brother Eric, can you close out in prayer for us when you're through?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll introduce my lovely woman that followed me here. Oh, she's my wife. That's right. And our son,
Joseph.
I like to call him Mamie. So, this is the blessing that we've got this year, and he's going to get many, many gifts.
The woman trying to escape out the back, that's my wife. That's our little girl. And this lady up here on the second row, that's the woman that gave birth to the three of us. So we all had to.
Thank you.